Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Happy Mother's Day. How was your second Mother's Day, Melody?
Very good. It's fun being a mother.
Oh, aww. Nice. How nice is that? Good for you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. What is credit invisibility?
So this is
They can't see your credit?
You don't have any credit history. Something many of us don't think about. It's while it seems like it would be fine, you don't have any credit history, it's just the opposite. It excludes people from interacting in the mainstream economy.
By not having credit?
Not. So 26 million Americans currently lack a credit history. That's 11% of adults in this country. Another 19 million Americans have credit histories that are not extensive enough for a credit tracking agency to create a score for them. So we're talking about 1 in 5 adults. And of course, as you might expect, these numbers are higher for blacks and Hispanics. Although slightly more Hispanics are credit invisible, blacks, African Americans, tend to have more unscored records. And it's the same is true for low income people.
Unscored record, what does that mean?
That means no credit score.
No credit score.
No credit score.
Then you ought to have a perfect score then.
Well, no.
So but it's like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't,
this is exactly right. So you would say, okay, I've got no credit score. Having no credit score means it could be very, very hard for you, obviously, to buy a house, get a mortgage, even rent an apartment, get a cell phone, in some places get a job because you're invisible. There's no way to track how you've done from a credit perspective. So there are lawmakers are out there saying this really puts people in a very tough situation. I've talked about how important this credit score is. So maybe they're suggesting we come up with an alternative credit scoring system that will track things like your record of paying your rent on time or your utilities or your cell phone bill, some way to get you a pathway to build a credit profile.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yes. It would make a lot of sense. The only problem is we know at the lower income level, low-income consumers tend to pay utility bills late during high-cost periods like winter and sometimes late with cell phone bills. Those delinquencies could give consumers a low credit score. So, but at least it's a pathway. The thing is, if they go down that path, people would have to be very, very diligent about paying things like a utility on time. The other way you can do it is start off with a secured credit card. I've talked about that, where you put money against it and you use that secure credit card to build a credit history. Many people think of those as starter cards. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but you need a credit score in this society to be able to participate in the mainstream financial world. And I'm not talking big finance. I'm talking simple things, as I said before, like getting a cell phone.
It's amazing that the world runs on credit, and they want you to have good credit, but if you have none at all, that's a bad thing.
you get the black mark for that, too.
Yeah.
Exactly right. No credit is as bad as a bad credit score.
That's messed up. That is so messed up. All right. Melody Hobson, more about this on blackamericaweb.com. Melody, I know you're a big Prince fan. You know he's got a new song, and he debuted it last night in Baltimore. It's about
Baltimore.
It's about Baltimore. You want to hear it?
I do.
Here it is. Baltimore.